96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you are a recent college graduate looking for your dream job, and you get an offer, but you turn it down because it's really not all it's cracked up to be. So how do you make the best decisions about your career search? Well, joining me to talk about this are Natasha Saunders. She is an executive career coach, and Janet Owens, a career advisor and business consultant. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or at Daily Drum, WHUR. Okay, so Natasha and Janet, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, first of all, how would you define dream job, Janet? When someone says, you know, I'm looking for my dream job, or I've got the dream job offer, generally speaking, how do you define it?
Well, I think it has to be in alignment with your passion and your natural gifts and talents. We don't never want to put ourselves in a situation where we feel like we're forced to do something and we got to get up and do something for the sake of getting a check. So I think that a dream job is when it's directly in alignment with your passion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same question, Natasha. How would you define dream job?
I would add to that. I would say if the timing is right, the environment is right, the setting is right, the money is right, all of those different variables, then make it the dream job. So your passion is connected, but it came at the right time and you were doing the right thing so you can accept that right opportunity.
But are dream jobs all about money and some of those other foundational things that you mentioned? Because a lot of young people that are now exploring those dream jobs, some of them, the title is right, but the other circumstances aren't necessarily right. And a generation or two ago, some people would not necessarily see those other deficits as problems. But a lot of young people, particularly millennials, they'll say, nah, let me see what else I can find. Why is that?
Yeah, I think millennials are naturally drawn towards money, but I think as you get older, you can look a little bit deeper inside yourself. Like myself, a career coach, I love what I do, but I don't make a lot of money doing that. It's a very rewarding career when somebody comes back and says, you know, I got that job. I mean, that's my reward. The reward is not money because the person really didn't have the money to pay me to do it. I make money other ways as a writer. So I think that it has to get back to your passion and what you love. But I think with millennials, sometimes they allow that to stifle them. There are so many other things with a job that you're going to get out of that. So,
Well, Natasha, I'm going to have you speak for every millennial that is now listening to this program. You are now the millennial queen, speaking for every last one of them. From your perspective, you know, how do you approach a dream job when some of the other qualifications are not quite so dreamy?
Usually when I'm working with my students, it's more of painting not just the today picture, but the tomorrow picture, the 6 months from now and the year from now. So say, okay, I had a huge opportunity. It's in New York City. I want to go there, but it's not paying that much. Well, then let's discuss if you can get your hustle on simultaneously to working that opportunity. Do you have to take a night job? Can you write a blog to make money during your off time? So a lot of times, at least my millennials are doing two things instead of just one if it's lacking in a particular area. But I am about pursuing your dreams. And if it's an opportunity that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, I think you should take it if we can make sure you can live You have food, you have rent, and you have transportation. I know there are a lot of, I look at some of the internships even here in Washington, D.C., and I think about, I could have never taken that internship at the White House. Why? Because it doesn't pay. So what is the demographic of students that are really going to be able to take that once in a lifetime opportunity? It's very limited and it's set up from the beginning. So I think that it's a balance of if I get to my students earlier, that I'm getting them to think about the summer and the fall. Maybe we get a fall job now, a Christmas job now, and we bank that money and then partner with other classmates. And then we can move to DC together because we've saved our money. Or maybe we work one summer, the entire summer, save that money because I've taught them to think ahead so that they can go for that internship the following year. So there's it's a fine balance between mm-hmm. the two. It really is.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Turning down the dream job because it's not all it's cracked up to be. How do you make the best decisions about your career search? Give us a call. We are taking your calls, your comments, and your questions. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Is there a generational divide when you're looking at, you know, some of these things? For example, you know, Natasha, you talked about, you know, planning ahead and what you tell your students, but a lot of them don't have the benefit of a Natasha Saunders. And so, you know, as a result, they may not be able to make some of those smart judgments. And I'm just wondering, Janet, do some of the, some of those, you know, late 20-somethings, 30-somethings, do they still have the fallback of a familial support that allows them to be a little more choosy when it comes to finding a job?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how people who are, you know, at that age know what a dream job is, because to me it was a discovery for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got out of school.
That is an excellent point.
I know what my dream job is. You know, it took me a while to figure out that, you know, I'm really good in writing. And today I'm a professional writer. That's what I do as a consultant to make money. So I think with students, when you got to be really careful about that dream job, because sometimes we think we know what we want. But I think it's really a process of discovery. And sometimes we get a job that we hate. And I always tell people that's not wasted time, because at least you know where you don't need to be. Mm-hmm. So I think that with your career, it's more of a journey. It's not a sprint. And that's something that young people need to understand.
Let me offer this, however, because while you said you were still in the discovery process, it sounds like a contradiction, because you said you were good at writing, so that's what you wanted to do, right?
Well, I didn't know when I was 22 and 23.
I mean, I'm not talking about hanging out at the club. Yeah. I'm talking about, I'm talking about certainly the professional, you know, portion of it. So at 22 and 23, you didn't know?
I had some ideas about what I liked.
Okay. You know, and this is why I say that, because at 22 and 23, I did know. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, at 18, I knew.
Okay.
And I'm doing it.
I see.
And I did it.
I see.
I did not waver, mm-hmm. One bit. And I think the only difference is when you're talking about, you know, dream jobs and opportunities, is that, you know, back in the pre-internet days, mm-hmm. you know, those opportunities were kind of, you know, few and far between. Mm-hmm. And you did it anyway. Mm-hmm. You took the job because it was the job, even if those other foundations weren't there. And I think that a lot of millennials now are looking. They're looking for more, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are they looking for so much more? Is it because, as I mentioned before, that they have the fallback foundation of familial support, or they're independently wealthy, or they know they're going to hit the lottery?
You know, I feel like it depends on the demographic of students, because I work with some students that do have family support and they don't have to move out and they can stay home until they figure things out. And then I have other students that don't have that family support and they have to take whatever they're qualified for at that time. And then I have other students that have dreams and aspirations, but they don't think they can achieve them because no one in their family has achieved them. So for me, you know, being a first generation college graduate, you know, you can't exactly go home and say, well, this is what I'm thinking, because they don't really understand. I remember just the other day I'm working on my doctorate, and I submitted my summary for my family to look at, and my grandmother couldn't relate at all.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it really just depends. But overall, I think I found the thread of a lot of millennials is that they want the job not just to be a job, but there's a purpose behind the job. There's a platform. They do community service. A lot of millennials that I work with now, even some from Hampton, actually, very successful in business. And their thing is they went to their company and said, we want to pull other students to come and intern here that went to our alma maters. So a lot of students want these jobs, but a dream job isn't just the money. It's not just the environment. But what is the contribution that I can make to society as well?
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dream jobs that you may have turned down. Have you ever done it and why? I would like to hear what your experience is. Eric, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Here's my issue. I'm an accountant and I'm in the DC area and I got presented with an offer sheet. Now, this is the thing. The offer sheet, it comes with the salary that I want and it comes with the title that I want. The issue is this job is stressful. So it's going to be a lot of late nights, early mornings, and I would say your homework balance will be disturbed. So my issue is where I'm at now is more relaxed. My work-home life is balanced. So the issue is, do I move and take the stressful job that comes with the title, that comes with the salary for, you know, a better lifestyle, or do I kind of stay put and wait because I also have a federal government job that may be pending?
Okay. Go ahead, Janet. Your thoughts about that.
Well, it sounds like you're already trained as an accountant and you've invested in that. Yep. My question to you is before you became an accountant, did you do your homework? Did you go out and do any informational interviews with mentors or people who are already successful as in that subject matter expertise to kind of find out, well, what is this job really like? Because it almost sounds like you got yourself into something that you didn't know the level of effort that it was going to take to be an accountant.
Well, I've been an accountant for 10 years, okay? And the next level of an accountant is basically the controller.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically running the show. You're the boss.
I see.
And I was presented with those keys to become the controller.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a controller, you know, more money, more problems, and it's going to come with a lot of more responsibility.
Yeah.
Now, again, I've been doing this for 10 years, so I know the accounting part. But there's other aspects of this job where it all falls on me. Mm. And that's, I don't want that to affect my home work balance, which I know it will.
Mm. Eric, so I need you to hold on because I've got to take a break, but I want my guests to have an opportunity, both of them, to address your situation. It's a fascinating situation and I think perfect for this discussion. So please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Crystal calling from Baltimore. We're going to talk to you as well. We're asking tonight, have you ever been offered a dream job but turned it down because it wasn't all it's cracked up to be? We're talking about making the best decisions about your career search. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue On Sirius XM Channel 141, I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.